Right now it is time for us to get a look at the weather forecast with Anthony J. Anthony, good morning.
Hi there. Good morning, Marshall.
So yesterday turned out to be a pretty wild day. I mean, it started off like we all expected with showers and a lot of rain and some thunder and stuff like that. But then it all went away. It all went away not only for us, but down in New York. It turned out to be a beautiful day. We didn't have any showers. We had sun.
Yeah, that's what happened down here as well. We had some showers in the morning, and we were expecting initially some thunderstorms to pop up, but this weather system really kind of wimped out overhead. So we got, we lucked out, didn't have to deal with much after the morning. So, but we're still seeing that weather system just hanging overhead. So we'll have the clouds around today, and it's still kind of humid. But really nothing to worry about, but just some, pop-up showers could occur any time during the day today. We'll keep the temperatures in check, only about 80, and that's a few degrees below average. So we're going to keep that weather pattern for the next couple of days. And again, the way it's going to be, Marshall, some sun, a good amount of clouds, some pop-up showers today, tomorrow, probably dry on Friday and Saturday, and then we'll turn the heat up later in the weekend, and we'll get some, real summertime heat finally back in, I think, on Sunday. So if you have a pool of plans on Sunday, that's the best day to do it. We could get near 90, but we could also have some thunderstorms by the end of the day, by the end of the weekend. So that's how it's looking, pretty typical mid-August stuff, if not underachieving in the temperature department.
Well, what I'm looking for, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 3, the Bargain Barn, which benefits us, a 501c3 not-for-profit, having a fundraiser there. I was setting up a tent outside, and everything in that tent, including tax, will be just $1. There's going to be hundreds there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of items to choose from. It's a big fundraiser, which helps support the Bargain Barn and also the radio station, 501c3s. So, and we're going to be outside in between 10 and 3 on Friday and Saturday. It looks okay right now.
Yeah, I would say Saturday's a go. If I was free, I'd head up there myself for that. So I think you're in good shape. You'll have the sun, and you're not going to be sweating too much. Just a real about 80 degrees or so, 82 degrees.
And Friday will be okay too?
Yeah, I'd say we'll have kind of half and half clouds and sun. I can't rule out maybe a pop-up shower. Right now I kept it out of the forecast, but worst comes to worst, it won't damper any of those festivities.
All right, well, that's good to know. That's good to know because, if we don't do it this weekend, it has to be next weekend. But then after that, it's, your Labor Day, you know what I mean? You've run out of time by that time, so hopefully the weather will hold. Hopefully, the Yankees home? No, the Yankees weren't home last night, were they? Yeah, they were.
Yes.
So you handled that forecast flawlessly?
Yeah, you might say that. It wasn't too busy because the rain cleared out, as you said.
Yeah.
So the forecast kept getting less problematic as it got towards the game. But today, down here, we could have some showers for the day game, which originally looked like it would be, nothing more than a sprinkle. We might have some slightly heavier showers for the day game at Yankee Stadium. So we might be talking a little bit of a delay, say, in the middle of the game today.
So you're talking about today's game.
Yes, because they have a day game at the stadium.
105. All right. Well, so you have to be on your tippy toes for that one.
Yeah, when that happens, they call us because we have to, watch the radars, what's going on. So, and again, yesterday looked like no problems. Now we're gonna have to deal with some maybe locally heavy showers if the Yankees are able to sweep that series, which we'll wait and see. And the Mets are away. So, that's usually we have one game home game we have to watch in the summertime when thunderstorms happen, is when it gets real. Busy for us,
but you also have you got some minor league teams that you also watch as well.
Yeah, we got the Long Island Ducks, and they play out in Central Islip in Long Island, and then the Brooklyn Cyclone, even outside of New York City, they play down there near Coney Island, So they have their season that starts a little bit later, but we do the weather for them as well, and it's a good time. I enjoy it.
All right. Well, do you do much during the day, or you save yourself up for the weekend now that you're working every day while Pat's away?
Yeah, it all depends. You know, if it's busy, I have to be sort of on call as far as, you know, the weather changes. Otherwise, I like having those afternoons free, because I can, you know, go around, go to the gym, you know, go for a jog, go to maybe the park, Central Park or Astoria Park, which is near me. So it's nice having that more quietness during the day and not have to deal with the hustle and bustle, you know, going to the subway, you know, 9 to 5, and not, you know, that's, you know, crazy.
And you don't have to do that at all.
Yeah, that's one of the great perks about, you know, working these type of jobs is that, one, there's no commute, but even if there was, you know, it's, you don't have to deal with, because, you know, I don't know how people do it every day sometimes, you know, 9 to 5 in New York City and then commuting back to Long Island and upstate, or it's got to get to you.
All right. Well, let's give us the forecast again, and we'll let you get on your merry way this morning.
Yeah, so for today, mostly cloudy, still fairly humid, and a few pop-up showers possible. Highs will be near 80, and the showers will end tonight, partly cloudy, low 60s. And Thursday, some sun and a pop-up shower, low 80s. And for Friday, I say partly sunny and low to mid-80s.